In Poland, French President Nicolas Sarkozy and Eastern European leaders today failed to break a deadlock on a European Union plan to cut greenhouse gas emissions. The EU is aiming to replace the 1997 Kyoto Protocol on reducing carbon emissions. Scientists say that emissions must drop dramatically soon, by as much as 50% to 80%, at least by 2050. Monsignor James Reinhardt of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace says that the Church teaches we must protect creation.
It comes down to just this understanding that the world can only put up with so much, that the earth can only deal with so much of our irresponsibility and our selfishness. That once mankind realizes that we can't freely dump into the rivers and the oceans, when we can't cut down forest for whatever purpose, we're seeing that again in the situation in Haiti, where they have deforested such a large part of the country that the land just isn't sustainable anymore. It can't sustain a crop, it can't sustain protecting itself from runoff or whatever might come along. And so until that's one of the things that we push, that we teach in the church, is that the responsibility of mankind, that solidarity that Pope John Paul spoke of so often, that we are truly all in this together, and that we cannot tolerate anymore this selfishness, this unsustainable use of the natural resources of the earth, with the idea that we're going to do what we can now and not worry about the situation for future generations.